It's time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. This is episode number 5 for March 23rd, 2010. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells a story of how the wife of a neurosurgeon had multiple issues. Migraines were one of them, and how an upper cervical correction completely cleared up her migraines as well as her other problems. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more testimonials about how upper cervical care has benefited people, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com, where you can also hear interviews with prominent people in upper cervical, including the interview I did with Dr. Hall. That's at UpperCervicalDocs.com. Now, okay, it is time for Testimonial Tuesday. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and I'm here with Dr. Hall. Hey, Doc.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How have you been?
Been great. We've gotten rid of our cold weather here in Southern California. It's been in the mid and upper 70s. Well, cold weather for Los Angeles, let's put it that way.
Yeah. You got a good story for us today?
I've got plenty of good stories today. Well, we're going to reach way back in the bag here today. This particular case that I want to talk about, I believe, was one of my first 50 cases in the office, and she was drug into the office from a health food store that we were screening at. And I'll never forget this. The health food store was Henry's Market, and we had a sign up that was kind of an attractor as people walked by. And this gal, she's about 5'11". She has this white bleached short hair. Walks up, and no, in fact, I was talking to someone, and she overheard it and me talking about upper cervical, and then she patiently waited and came over, and she says, you know, I was listening to what you said, and that makes a lot of sense. How do I come in? And when you're new in practice, it's really great when patients come up that quickly and just ask for the appointment, because doing upper cervical work, you're used to having to twist people's ears to get them in there. And she had cotton sticking out of both of her ears because she'd been bleeding out of her ears for about 2 years and had a chronic migraine for 2.5 years straight, and ironically she was married to a neurosurgeon, and so the fact that she was so eager to come in my office says something about the desperate straits that she was in. So she made the appointment and came in, and she actually drug one of her friends in, and they both had canes, and they're only probably in their mid-40s, but they look probably like they're in their 60s. I call them the MASH unit. And, you know, they had a laundry list of drugs they were on, and the particular case I wanted to talk about, like I said, she had a chronic ear infection for 2 years and had tried pretty much every antibiotic to no avail, and like I said, had a chronic migraine headache. She, for about a 2.5 year period, told me that she was, during any given week, was probably bedridden. Two of those weeks she had 3 failed low back surgeries. Ironically, like I said, her husband was a neurosurgeon, and had chronic sciatica down both legs, and her posture was one of an 80-year-old, not a 55-year or 45-year-old. And long story short, we took the whole set of pictures on her, and if I remember right, she had a PIR on her atlas back and to the right and a reverse cervical curve, and 50% of her disc height's gone in the lower cervical spine. And obviously, this issue had been there for a while, and so we corrected her and lied her down for 15-20 minutes, like we do all of our patients. And she got up from her rest, and I was walking down the hallway at the same time, and she says, "Dr. Hall, I can't believe it. My headache's gone." And so, again, this was someone who had a headache every single day for 2.5 years, and it wasn't just a regular headache, it was a migraine that made her throw up quite frequently. And
wow.
For any of those that have had migraines know that a migraine isn't just a regular headache. So she ended up holding that first correction 6 months and didn't have one headache during the entire time, which is rather rare when they've been that chronic. Within 3 weeks, her bleeding out of her ears completely stopped. Her energy returned. And my favorite part about the story, and when I've spoken across the nation, I've talked about this particular case because of this funny part of it. She came in one day, it was probably about the fourth weekend, and she says, "You know, Dr. Hall, I meant to tell you this the first couple of weeks, but I didn't because I was a little embarrassed. And I've had three of people that I've known for quite some time come up and tell me if I had a breast enhancement." And she went on to tell them, "Well, no, I didn't have a breast enhancement. I'm just standing more erect because my upper cervical doctor fixed my atlas and that area controls the posture and so forth." So I've often joked that we could put a big billboard on the 405 freeway that says, "Who needs breast enhancement? Go see your upper cervical doctor."
What's stopping you?
I'm afraid that some regular chiropractor might turn me into the state board for advertising out of my scope of practice. And she's continued to come in somewhat regularly over the years to maintain what she's gained. And it's fun to see those types of cases. You never know when they're going to be one of those miracles or not.
That's true.
But she certainly was and has maintained a level of health that she never could have dreamed of prior to that first visit. And as we always say, that's what upper cervical is all about. Yes, so that's my story for Testimony Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Doc. We will see you next week.
Okay, take it easy, Dr. Hamburg.
You too. Well, that is it for this episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. Thank you for listening. Please join us next week for another great story about how upper cervical has helped someone with a problem. And please do us a favor and go to iTunes and review Testimonial Tuesday and comment on it, because your reviews and comments and your subscriptions on iTunes to Testimonial Tuesday is really going to help Testimonial Tuesday and upper cervical get noticed.